About a year ago, a Texas plumber saw a photo of his old Ford pickup truck that he'd traded in. It was being used by jihadis in Syria. Now he's seeking $1 million in damages from the dealer. NPR's Ader Peralta explains.
In his lawsuit, Mark Oberholzer says that he began to scrape off the name of his company from the truck, but a salesman at AutoNation Ford in Houston told him someone else would take care of it. Months later, in December of 2014, his truck had gone from Turkey to Syria, and Oberholzer says his life changed forever.
That country is going down the toilet, but for the first time, they know who to call to unclog it.
Comedian Stephen Colbert picked up the picture and made the plumber's truck a national sensation.
Although pickup truck, desert, giant machine gun, that could still be Texas.
In his lawsuit, Oberholzer says this is no laughing matter. His company received hundreds of calls from people threatening him because they thought he supported terrorists. His secretary quit and his business's reputation was damaged. Former UN Ambassador Mark Wallace of the nonprofit Counter-Extremism has been trying to bring attention to the huge number of trucks ISIS has bought. This case, he says, illuminates how a black market trade across the Turkish border has benefited Islamists.
Turkey has to do a much better job in shutting their border and preventing this porous trade from seeping into the border.
AutoNation says when it auctioned the car, it thought the logo would be scraped off. Ader Peralta, NPR News.